Hello friends, welcome to the 6th episode of Blue Jays Mike. My name is David, and today the Blue Jays are playing the Brewers again. This is the second game of a two-game series against the Brewers. In other words, it's the last game against the Brewers at the Rogers Center this season. And the Blue Jays right now are trailing the Brewers in the bottom of the ninth, 2-0. The Brewers scored 2 runs on 7 hits. The Blue Jays they haven't scored any runs. And the surprising part about this game is that Marcus Stroman, he threw 9 innings, okay? He threw 9 innings. He gave up 2 runs, struck out 4. His ERA right now is 1.76. But the Blue Jays can't get him any runs, and so he's on hook for the loss unless the Blue Jays come back here in the bottom of the ninth against Neftali Feliz, who is once again pitching for the Brewers and trying to close this game just like he did yesterday. And right now he's facing Jose Bautista, and the pitch is down the middle for a strike, 0-1 the count. Jose Bautista is 1-for-3 today. He singled in the fourth. His batting average now is 143. I mean, it's an upgrade, I guess. And let's see what he does here. He doesn't take that pitch that's up high. So the count now is 1-1 to Jose Bautista. Feliz with the windup. And the pitch is fouled back to the right side. The catcher, the Brewers catcher, ran for that ball, but it was out of play. So the count now is 1-2. 1-2 to count. Stroman is sitting in the dugout, looking at the floor, looking at Jose Bautista now, and the pitch is fouled back again. So Bautista's still alive, 1-2 to count. If you look at the dugout right now for the Blue Jays, a lot of people are crossing their arms, mostly the coaching staff. I guess they want to see what Jose Bautista does here, and he swings. And the pitch is lined into center field. VR tells everyone to get out of the way because he's got it, and he does. And that's the first out here in the bottom of the ninth. So the Blue Jays now have 2 more outs remaining. 2 more chances to score 2 runs here in the bottom of the ninth to tie this game at 2 apiece. And Donaldson takes a pitch from Feliz inside. Ball 1, 1-0 to count. Feliz with the windup and the pitch, and that's a slider that's down and away. 2-0 to count. Feliz looks very relaxed right now for the Brewers, and it makes sense because he was a dominant closer once upon a time, so he knows what to do in this situation. The windup and the pitch is a curveball that's down and away, but it's called a strike, so it's now 2-1 to count. Feliz. Sets and pitches. Whoa, that's a curveball that was up high, and it wasn't called a strike. It was inside, but it wasn't called a strike. So Saltalamacchia was clapping on that pitch because Donaldson didn't swing. So it's 3-1 to count, and the pitch again by Feliz is ball four, up and inside. So Donaldson takes a walk. He runs to first base, but he runs back to the dugout because Jarrett Saltalamacchia is now taking his place as the pinch runner here in the bottom of the ninth. Blue Jays are down 2-0 with one out, and the batter now is Kendrys Morales, who is 0-for-3 today. He struck out in his last at-bat. He's hitting .258 with one home run and 6 RBIs. The pitch is grounded foul. Grounded foul to the right side. 0-1 the count. Morales spits on the floor. Gets back in the batter's box. Morales wants that pitch down and inside. I think that's his sweet spot. Let's see what Feliz does here. And the pitch is lying back to Feliz, who throws it to second, throws it to first, and that's a double play. Whoa, that was the double play? Oh, just like that. Are you serious? My God. Whoa, that was a double play, and that's it. The Blue Jays lost to the Brewers by a final score of 2-0 on a double play ball by Kendrys Morales. I mean, wow. What? What just happened? Are you serious? I mean, the ball was lying back to Feliz, who drops it, but he throws it to second, and the shortstop VR throws it to first, and just like that, the game is over. Oh my goodness, that was a quick game. That was a quick bottom of the ninth. Stroman took the loss. I mean, that's, wow. I'm still shocked right now. I still can't believe that the game is over, but that's the final score. 2-0 Brewers. Feliz saves it, and the Blue Jays now are 1-7 to start off the season. 1-7. Wow, that's bizarre. I'm in a lot of shock right now. And I'm pretty sure Blue Jays fans were experiencing a lot of shock as well when they saw that ball lying back to Feliz that was later turned into a double play. So once again, the final score is 2-0 Brewers. Let's see what the Blue Jays do tomorrow. When they play the Orioles at the Rogers Center. So that's it for this episode of Blue Jays Mike. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Go Jays!